what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Welcome back to another episode of Brown Bag. It's not even on me, you fucking piece of shit.
Sorry.
What was the point of that, Jose? We're ready and then the camera's on Letty.
Well, now you can't. Now start with
We're live!
Hey!
Brown Bag, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year! Hope you like our P-Rod episode. Yeah. That
episode
was fun.
2007. Atala 2007.
Wow.
2000. What were you guys doing in 2007?
Oh, damn.
2007? I think I was a sophomore. In high school?
You were in 10th grade?
Was that a good time?
Yeah, it was a pretty good time.
I'd be thinking about it.
Yeah, it was all right.
You were seven.
I was seven, but I was thinking
I was on the block.
Nah, I wasn't.
I was already fucking bitches.
No!
Dude.
Yeah, you were fucking smiles, huh?
You know, you feel me?
You already had your first apartment?
I was taking the fucking green line down to Inglewood.
To get cracking. The other day I was kicking it with my little homie Soet, and I was like, "Where were you born, fool?" And he was like, 2007. And I was like, "God damn!" Like,
wow.
He's a sophomore.
Made you feel old?
It made me feel old, yeah. But I'm young. You know what I'm saying?
You are.
But he does shit that I would not be doing the sophomore year. That feels like a little different little breed.
Is he outside like that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. No. I was outside at that age too. And obviously when the little homies are with me, I take him to go do cool shit with me. But he doesn't want to do the cool shit. Like, even though I feel like I'm cool, he's like, "Nah, I'm going to kick it, but just pick me up later or something." I'm like, "Yeah, fool, come do cool shit." He's like, "Nah, I want to kick it." And I'm like, "All right." Like,
that's what he wants.
Like, that's his shit.
I feel like that's how my brother-in-law was me kind of like, "Oh, let's go hang out." And I was like, "If I don't want to be with you, fool, like I'm if I want to kick it with the homies."
Mm-hmm. Overlooking a view.
Yeah,
40.
Exactly. Nah, he don't drink. He, you know what? He's addicted to the vape skis.
Yeah.
The vape skis is a problem out here in this generation.
Yeah.
And with my generation as well.
We should do a PSA.
For nothing. And not to be like, "Hey, millennials over here." But millennials did the hard work of not being on cigs when all the generations before us were. And then you motherfuckers after us, you just took the vapes and now it's true. So it's like, we did all this work for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what? That is true. The people from your guys' era definitely don't hit the vape skis.
But I mean, or like don't smoke cigs. Yeah.
Like
they need this generation's lady with the hole in her throat.
That's what they don't have.
That's what they don't have.
That bitch did it for us.
That and my dad.
Don't be like
never smoke me whole. Beat your ass. Don't be like me.
That just scared me. The lady with the whole
the combination for me. I was like, I think I'm good on cigarettes.
And to be honest, I'll smoke a cigarette like if I'm drunk, but I'm not just buying a pack throughout like the week, like just to hit it while I'm like after a workout. Like there's some fool I see at the gym where I go, and he's a buff ass fool, works out sick fool, but I smoked a little frajo right after the gym. He's always by his car. And I feel it, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know how it feels, like,
you need
when
it.
It's cold and you need a little frajito and it warms you up. But I hate when I do smoke, like, cigarettes all night with the homies while we're drinking. And then the next day I wake up and I smell my fingers.
Your fingers.
It's, like, the nastiest fucking smell ever. And I guess the vape doesn't do that. But the other day I seen this fool looking for a vape for 20 minutes in the car.
Fiending, huh?
Fiending, fool. Andres, my cameraman's a fiend.
I can't get over that. It's a fucking USB. Like, you're smoking a USB.
You
gotta charge that.
You gotta plug that shit in. You might as well fucking smoke your laptop, homie.
Like, fools would charge their vape before they charge their phone.
That's crazy. Question, in the vape, is it tobacco or is it weed?
It's like nicotine. Yeah, it's nicotine.
Nicotine. Oh, okay, so it's
tobacco.
Okay.
They do. I think what you're talking about is like the weed pens.
Pen. Okay,
that's different. Because I feel like wax is still pretty crazy, but I feel like that's a little. I guess you could say kind of healthier, right? Like wax is a little healthier, right?
Okay.
It's like choose your evil, Miss.
Yeah, it's different.
No, because I don't think weed is bad for you. Like but I'm saying it's essentially in that world. Like wax and weed, they're part of the same You know, they're part of the same world. It's you know, but like it's kind of like how there's like a party drug. There's like party drugs, which is like it would be like a Molly, ecstasy, a little bit of cocaine.
Oh my gosh. How do we get here?
And then there's like the junkies. Mm. And it's like the motherfucking crack. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I guess hard drugs. I guess essentially it's all in that. But I think to me, like the nicotine, you might as well smoke a cigarette. Mm-hmm. If anything, a cigarette might be healthier.
I think it might be, honestly.
And which is again, it's not that we're promoting, but it's like choose your poison.
I don't know. I don't want to make those claims because right? cigarettes is really bad, and that's why maybe we're just scared. That
but it's more natural, right?
It is. Yeah, I think it's more natural than smoking a fucking USB.
Cigarettes is not natural.
It has natural.
It has
like,
a filter. It has
no. I know, like, but it has like okay. Like if you get like the there's some that are like
I know fools that roll their own natural, cigarettes.
Can you Google
like the spirits, Indian spirits,
American spirits,
American spirits? I'm
they
sorry.
Taste like shit, but they're natural.
That I think those are. The, it's really fucked up to call it Indian spirits.
You did that.
I know. I'm sorry, but American spirits. Yeah, you know what logo I'm talking about. Like, and I feel like it's. It's like that's better for you probably than smoking a USB, bro. Like that shit is crazy.
Yeah, my thing is there should be
indigenous peoples started smoking tobacco for medicinal, ceremonial, and religious purposes for thousands of years. Then it got introduced to the Europeans through Christopher Columbus. They did it. Early cigarettes appeared in Mexico, Central America with smoking tubes. Pipas?
Oh, the pipas.
Keep going. Scroll down, bro. Scroll down. Later evolving with paper wrappers in Spain. Okay, the French named them cigarette.
Yeah, see, because I know some fool that what he does, he has like his bag of tobacco.
So then what's
and then
tobacco,
he rolls kind of like his own joint.
I'm dumb.
Tobacco comes from earth.
But what is it? Is it a plant? Is it a fruit? Is it a?
I think it's a plant.
It's a plant.
And that's why I don't think like, you know, I can see why weed is in, you know.
Okay, la. Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure it has some, like, before they put it in tar and all that.
Yeah.
You know,
carcinogens
and all that shit.
I don't know, whatever made the lady have the hole.
Yeah.
And then, dang, I used to get scared that my neighbor smoked cigarettes because they told you about secondhand smoke.
Oh, that shit was the worst.
The fucking commercial is like, it came through the vent and the little kids in the sala. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to die if someone in my neighborhood smokes.
You know what it is? They didn't have the DARE program. They don't have the DARE program. Yeah.
But that shit really scared us.
It did.
We were like, we won't
do that
shit.
I remember one time I told my dad that I think I got asthma from his secondhand cigarette smoke. He was so mad at me for suggesting that.
Yeah.
I was like 9 years old, 10 years old. He's like, what are you talking about? Shut up.
Yeah.
I think I saw it on the TV. Dad, I think.
Low-key,
he was so mad.
That probably, not to knock him, because you don't know that you're doing that.
Yeah.
But that can be why you had asthma.
It might have amplified it.
It could have made it a lot worse.
Like, Jorge, my husband, had some like breathing issues, but both of his parents smoked cigarettes. And I'm like, maybe it's because your parents smoked.
Yeah.
I don't want to directly correlate because it make you feel guilty, but.
Yeah. The frajos. That's just. Those just smack the one you're pedo for these
Let's go back to smoking cigarettes 2026.
No.
But that is true. Your guys' generation is pretty good at it. And then it skipped to like, cause
we got scared of a lot of shit in our generation. They did good marketing to scare us from a lot of shit. Like, we don't do crack like that. Like, it's like there was like crack is whack. There was the dare to be different drugs. Like, say no to drugs. All that shit. I feel like a lot of people were like, I'm cool.
The only thing you guys weren't scared of is getting pregnant and having sex.
That is one that they failed on.
Oh, my children are beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just me. It's like, I remember when I was in eighth grade and I was like, dang, you're pregnant with 13. It's like, what the fuck? We were just 12 yesterday.
Yesterday. We were just 12.
I think about it. Like, I was like, we're just 12 last 2 months ago. Like, how do we go on winter break and came back and you have a whole baby? You're about
to
be
have to go to the other school.
Man, shout out my boy. For one of my boys, if I remember, we were in the ninth grade and that foot just always looked how we thought it was. He just always looked how he thought. When I remember, it was like, he had one kid. And I was like, oh, you have one kid. Okay, cool.
At 14?
He had one kid, like, at 15, and then he had a second kid. And then he had one kid. And then this fool, Chino's baby mama, got the side chick pregnant and the baby mama at the same time. Three kids by the 11th grade, fool.
Damn.
And you know what, though? The homie was a good dad, but I remember I seen him, like, 4 years later, and we were kicking out, like, how are your kids? He's like, damn, fool, I work like... That was like, dog, I've been...
He was a good dad because he knows what kids want. He's still one.
But I remember seeing that fool. He looked like, ya kinda como like gastado,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah.
But then I think about it now, we're like... And now his kids are probably like, if that was when we were 15, 16, his kids are about to be 10, 11. That fool finna do it up.
Yeah.
Like he's kind of like, at 30, fool, his kids are going to be 15. He's going to be 30. Yeah. Like, he's kind of going to be good, low-key, if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, then you have me thinking about it, and low-key, like, back in primitive times, we'd be dead by 30. It's weird just thinking of the history of man, and, like, they used to have their kids at that age, that 14, 15 age, die 10 years later. Mm. And that was what life was when we were fucking cavemen type of shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think about it now, like, if I would have had a kid at 14... My kid would have been 10 by now. I would have been lit.
Yeah, I was 10-year-old.
Yeah, you could have bring him on stage and all types of shit.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's kind of what you do with little figures.
Yeah, I could have. Came out of some live shows.
Yeah, because even now I'm seeing, like, my boys, they're, like, the homie's owner, his daughter is fucking 11, 10. Mm-hmm. And she talks. She'll be like, what's up, Duno? Like, fucking a whole conversation. I'll be like, damn, that's crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm. Time flies.
Like, bro, time goes like this. But don't get pregnant, kids.
Don't get pregnant.
And or don't do smoke drugs cigarettes. Or smoke cigarettes.
None of that.
And we need a vape person that lost the hole in their throat or something.
Some anti
some type of visual.
Strong anti vaping like person.
Do you get them better than your kids? Like, no fucking drugs.
Yeah, actually I had a talk with my son because I had a friend from high school pass away last year. And I was like, he was a good kid. I met him in seventh grade when I was 12. And, you know, he went on to, like, just start to experiment with shit. Drinking, then drugs. Then he just got consumed with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, he died at 33. Like, that shit's sad, you know? But I was like, but he was a good kid. But it's like, you start one day and you never know where you'll end up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had, like, a serious talk with him. That's probably about it. You know, it doesn't happen too often. But, you know, whenever it comes up, it's like, I'd make sure to instill that in them. And I'm pausing and I'm like, do you understand what I'm saying though? Like, don't fucking look at your phone right now. You know, like, I need them to really
focus.
Hear me. Because it's really fucking important.
You gotta look him dead in the eyes like
smoke
that.
Smoke a cigarette in his face so he could listen to me. Listen to me,
I never thought cigarettes were bad until I got old. I was like, oh, these are bad for you. They'll kill you.
And then you smoke them.
And then I smoke them.
Yeah.
Don't be like me, kids. Don't be
like,
be different.
Don't be like yo, dude.
I sound like Vic's dad right now. Mm-hmm. Don't be like me, kids.
We've been having this conversation the whole time. You know what his hat says, right?
What does it say?
Drug department.
This is, you know what I'm saying? You also watch Narcos on Netflix. What's the difference between that and this?
I just realized.
What if it's like gang unit? Like, it doesn't mean he's in the gang.
Oh, okay.
But he's just like surveilling.
Oh, yeah,
it.
The side. What is the side say?
I don't sell drugs.
Okay.
But the don't is
drugs
crossed out.
Drugs stands for Duno really urges ganji.
What's ganji? You mean ganja?
Ganja. Let's go ganja. Or Duno really urges.
Gays.
Gays. Duno really urges gum. Because my breath smells good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Duno really urges. What's another word with the G?
Gains.
Gains. Exactly. Duno really urges gains department.
Mm-hmm.
Duno really urges you guys to buy tickets to the live show. January 17th.
You don't know why.
10 days away.
We're 10 days away. Get your tickets AXS.com. We'll link it in our YouTube comments section.
Yes. Instagram.
Instagram, anywhere. AXS.com. Search Brown Bag Podcast. The Novo January 17th with special guests and more.
Yeah. And more. We have a couple surprises for you guys.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
P-Rod's coming.
P-Rod's coming.
I asked him like.
We should have him do the kickflip on stage.
Again.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
I thought about that too.
What if we had like a skating contest? And if you win,
that might be.
You get Primitive, his new shoes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You just added
his skateboard.
I don't think it's the ones
he would give us.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's that. I just don't think the Nova wants food fucking.
Kick flipping on their stage, busting their shit. I bust my shit at Brown Bag.
We had people send us their best skater fail.
Ooh.
Ooh, like, oh, okay.
Wait.
Our own version of Hall of Me.
Are we liable?
No, and we'll just video, like, we'll, at the live show, we'll decide who wins.
Okay, what about this?
You get me? Like, if you're going to the live show, submit your skater fail, and then we'll play it, and P-Rod and us decide on the live show, and the audience,
who wins.
I think maybe a kickflip. I think maybe, like, who has the best kickflip.
No, you said we can't, that can't happen.
No. Like, they can send us a video of their kickflip.
Yeah. No, of them eating shit.
Oh, like, eating shit? I don't know. Honestly, either way, I'd be happy seeing like cholos on a skateboard.
Just yeah.
Cholos are skating, fool.
And also, I would like to encourage the bigger guys because Duno says big guys cannot skate. It's made that claim during P-Rod. Yeah.
It's a fact.
And P-Rod said it's not true.
That's not true.
P-Rod is a fucking liar. That's going to be any fat fool on a skate team.
He did say it.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so he said it. He said one of his homies.
He said his homie.
No, yeah, but he's not part of his skate team.
Oh.
No, not his skate team. But he said back in the day, he used to fucking tear it up with big so and so.
Yeah, he probably used to skate, but he wasn't doing no tricks, fool.
He said that, yeah.
Fool, he was not doing no tricks, dog.
Okay, January 17th at the Nova, we got a special guest plus your favorite skater, our favorite skater, P-Rod. Yeah,
the homie.
And we're going to run through some, I don't know, I think skating fails would be great.
No. I think it's great.
We play him on the big screen?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if people have that many, if people...
People have it.
The video of them fucking eating shit.
They can go make one today.
They're hall of me. They're hall of me. The hall of carne.
And then you win a primitive brown bag package.
Maybe a suit. Depends how Nike's feeling with it.
Maybe. That'd be tight.
Link in the description.
And look, check this out. I was talking to the guys. Like, I like theming outfits. Like, for example, last year we did a Valentine's Day show and it was cool. Like, everyone was dressed like lovey-dovey vibes, right? This time it's Un Año Nuevo con brown bag. And it's funny because we really were trying to do this New Year's.
Yeah.
And it just scheduling did not permit it. And so now we started off the new year with it. But I low-key think that's a good thing because during New Year's and Christmas out here in LA, soaking wet.
Yeah.
Just no one was going out anywhere. If you notice, everybody was inside.
Yeah. Everybody was in the sala.
Yes. Whether you plan to or not, you kind of just were shut in. So this is so perfect. If you had that like New Year's Eve dress, I know I did. Bro, I did my nails. Look at that, just sparkly nails. And then I was supposed to take a picture.
Yeah.
But you didn't get to because no one went outside. So dress up like that. Dress up like you would on New Year's Eve and come through. You guys said you're going to dress up all dapper too?
Yeah. I'll probably wear like a nice button up.
A nice button up, okay.
And a nice little...
I'm probably wearing
something bedazzled.
I'm going to wear a suit and it's going to be bedazzled.
Yes.
Everybody mind your business, right?
Dude, and I'm going to wear the gown that I wanted to wear on New Year's Eve. Ooh. So make sure, like, come out. It's brown excellence, bro.
Yes.
It's Mexcellence.
That's right.
Come through in your nicest, like, attire, whatever you would wear to New Year's Eve or Christmas that you didn't get to because it was raining. Come through to brown bag. Un año nuevo con brown bag.
But don't wear an ugly Christmas sweater. I want to see you in a fancy vibes.
No, like New Year's. Yeah, you're right, bro. No.
Fancy vibes.
Yeah.
And fool, when I say fancy, doesn't mean it has to cost a lot. It could be from the alleys, homie.
Yeah, it could be from Forever 21.
Little $50 fancy vibes.
Yeah.
I want somebody picking up your jeans from the back. Like, you know, because it's long.
Oh, yeah, because it's so long.
What do you guys think of men? Because that I meant like from the back, huh?
What did you mean?
Yeah, the after party. I meant the long vibes.
Hey, and we just opened up a couple more meet and greet tickets.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you guys for selling them out. That's amazing. Can't wait to meet you guys. The cool part is a lot of times it's the same people and I love to spend time with them.
Yes.
It's like always that one lady that has a husband that loves Vic.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope you bought your ticket, baby.
She loves Vic.
Coming, we'll take another photo.
But also, I remember there's people that'll, like, I remember there, I don't know if it was a 17-year-old kid, but she came with her dad, and they could only afford one meet and greet ticket.
Oh, yeah.
So only she went up, but she had her dad drive her to go.
Yeah.
And then he don't know who the fuck we are, but he stayed the whole show. It's like, those things are so awesome to see.
And bring your friends, bring your family.
Just like there's people that have driven from TJ, or in like different areas to come see us.
Yeah.
That doesn't go, like, we always remember that. And that's as special as it is for you, it's for us too. If you want to get the meet and greet, you have to look at the VIP package.
Yeah.
Or the VIP tickets.
Yep.
Because it was tough for me to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the VIP tickets. Yeah. So check that and make sure in the info it says meet and greet.
And it's separate from your ticket. That's like the thing too.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it can be an add-on, but it's like, you can't buy the meet and greet. Like, you won't have a ticket inside.
It seems a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a video showing how to get the
meet and greet. Yeah, it's definitely a lot confusing. Yeah. I get what you mean. But
freaking DM me. I'll walk you through it.
Yeah. Like, I'll do it. All right, I'll FaceTime you.
Yeah.
And I'll share your screen.
Dress nice. Dress in your nicest attire.
Get your fucking patas on, ladies.
Get some bling very nice.
Trying to lick some feet that night.
Lick feet?
Oh, goodness.
On stage, homie.
Don't say nothing you won't do.
Like Krishan Rock.
You're gonna hood trophy Beano it up?
Hood trophy Beano it up.
Oh goodness.
Right, no.
I told him to that.
No. He got his toes licked.
You wanna lick toes?
I'm down to be the toe licker.
Okay.
But we got our baby wipes on standby. I gotta clean them motherfuckers.
I think we should have a burpee contest on stage because a lot of people have fitness goals.
True.
And if you go to our live show, we always give away tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, we have hella tickets to give away once you're there.
To some ratchet shit, some nice shit.
So make sure you come through. If you come up on stage, you could win some cool stuff.
Ooh.
So make sure you see us January 17th at the Novo. That's 2 weeks away. No, 10 days away.
10 days away.
El sabadito. El sabado.
Okay, what is having trouble with New Year's resolution?
No quiero pan.
Pan dulce. No quiero. No se equivoquen porque les da castigo, ¿ca? Pan dulce.
No quiero.
Pan dulce.
No quiero.
No quiero.
Oh, that's a powerful affirmation.
You know what's fucked up? That I feel like this guy, he probably just got all the ladies from his pueblo and was like, hey, I need help with a video.
No, I think that's real.
You think that's real?
Yeah, I think those are real affirmations.
No quiero, pan dulce, pan dulce, no quiero.
That was me with the rosca, which I see one right in front of her face.
Oh, shit.
Don't eat it.
Did you guys come in this year?
Yeah.
I lucky didn't come in this year.
Well, lucky for you, we have a rosca right here. It may be January 7th, but...
We're late on the fucking roscazo right
Whoever
now.
Whoever gets the baby, what should we do?
Whoever gets the baby has to
shave. No, bring the whole thing, bro. Oh. Bring the little table,
Whoever
too.
Gets the baby has to shave the eyebrow on the live show.
Oh. Jesus.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's a crazy statement.
Whoever gets the baby has to provide the food for the team backstage. That's what you're supposed to do, bring food.
But I feel like we could do something for, like, the pod.
Whoever gets it has to...
Okay, what about this? Whoever gets it has to drink a pickle mustard juice next week.
Pickle mustard juice? Oh, that sounds so gross. I'm down. Pickle Whoever gets it has to call their mom and say, shut up, bitch, and clang up.
That's crazy. Do you want to tell us something? All
right. So random. My mom would just laugh, will curse me out, and then just laugh. Like, she'll be, what the fuck is that, man? No, that's crazy. I mean, yeah, I'll be fine. She won't kill me. All right, let's see.
You have to call someone and say, shut up, bitch, and then hang up.
That's better.
Okay.
All right.
I think my mom would be so confused, but she probably know I'm doing it for like a bit and shit.
Hold on.
You can't fucking start and then move it,
fool.
No, I
didn't start.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. Tell us if that's okay to do. He just started cutting one side of the rosca
I just I thought about it. Look, it's not even the right way.
No, it was the other way.
It is the right way.
He started cutting. I can see where you
started. God damn it, Vic. Okay,
all right.
I hope you get it now and the other side didn't have it that you were going to get first.
Fuck. Fucking shit.
Did you get it?
I don't know.
Oh, stick your fingers in that motherfucker.
No.
Oh, no.
I didn't get it. Fucking lucky bastard.
Oh. Oh, fuck. I just cut myself.
I'm like, fuck it.
It hasn't started bleeding yet.
Do no got it.
Fucking did get it. Fuck.
All right, who are you gonna call?
I think this was a side you were gonna hit. I think I got the right person.
I never caught a knife like that.
I know that was a very odd way to. Why you nervous?
Like, he just
held the knife in his. Yes, I didn't get the baby.
Who's that?
Jakarta.
Put it right here.
Oh yeah.
It's funny. It'll be funny. Yo.
Yo.
Shut up, stupid bitch.
What do you want?
Right, let me see. We have to cut it to where the roast got done, so one of us can get it twice. Like, if I get it...
What?
But he's cutting me back.
We have to keep cutting it?
What? I already cut me.
All right, go, let's see. Jakarta, hold up.
Hey, Hey, you fucking bitch, you don't disrespect me like that ever again in your life. In your fucking life, don't ever disrespect me like that again. Fucking pussy.
Oh, fucking Jakarta.
Fuck no, because I got this one, so you're gonna. Either way, one of you was. Well, nobody cut it. Like, I mean, they set it up to where nobody sent him out a baby. You're the fucking cheater.
What? I couldn't.
What do you want? Right, there we go.
Oh,
shit.
Abortion.
Nah, that's crazy. I know it's crazy. I was
hey,
doing
this. Is a really good rosca.
Is it?
It's not dry. Where is it from? Ooh, Superior Groceries.
And you know what's crazy? I was talking to.
It's good. It's not dry.
Check oh, wow. Here we go.
And they were like, what happened to the plan B? I did the little boxing shit where I get hit, and they're like, what happened to the plan B? It'll work. They're like, go do the boxing challenge.
Oh, tell us about the Vargas Brothers boxing.
Uh-huh. I feel shocked me hard. I should have heard fully, Emiliano. Okay, move this way.
I'm trying.
I
rolled the knife.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you be careful with the knife.
I think you're supposed to hold it like this,
Yes.
Oh! Fucking dropped the cherry challenge. On my leather jeans.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sandy,
the knife.
The knife that killed the homie, that killed Vic.
Can we give it up for Vic and Jordan?
Why? They're fucking having a baby?
What?
Can we just do a round of applause? Everybody, do know.
What did I do?
Jordan posted it finally? Yeah, on her page?
Oh, yeah.
On her stories. And it was beautiful.
What did you say? I fucking love you, daddy, or what the fuck?
Something like that.
It was gorgeous. It was amazing. So I feel like as much shit as she's gotten, she should get as much respect.
You cried when she posted you? Was it New Year's or what?
It was New Year's, yeah.
Was it like one of those like photo dumps, like February, January, Sunday?
No, it was like them together and something like same love story, same.
Yeah. Another year, love same love story, something like that.
You had a gun to her head or what? She was drunk?
Not another year of this shit.
Yeah, do it now or you die, homie. Do it now. For doing now, you don't see 2026. Big dog.
No, you didn't do that.
Do it now or I don't see 2026.
Do you want to lose me? Do you want to leave me in 2025?
You want to see me buried like this with your name? That's crazy. Do it now or you don't get to see me at the live stream. She's like, okay. She was looking for like the best.
It was a really nice photo. So let's give her love because again, we've put her on blast for that.
Yeah.
So
send her love.
Send Jordan love.
Send her love.
But she's, not too much love, motherfuckers.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Or you.
Or send Jordan the fucking the cops so she could get rid of Vic. Probably being held hostage.
No, she's not.
No. I held myself hostage.
That's what Vic said. Photo of Jordan on top of the roof. If you don't pull me out, throw it. I'll do it.
You gotta be responsible for this.
I let the gas go all day. I'm gonna open the. If you don't post me, I'm not gonna open the window. I'm gonna die of carbon monoxide.
I'm a fucking, you know, damn, that's crazy. When I first found out one of my homies was like that, I was like, what's up with you, dog?
I caught them out. Your homies actually crazy?
Like he was a
when
fucking.
When they got argue?
Like yeah, like I was like, cause I would he'll come in and be like, oh fucking my bitch is tripping, and then one time, and then he stopped being the homie, and then she still became the homegirl, and then I see some the messages, and I was like, whoa, and I seen that fucking, I was like, hey dog, you were lying. He's like, oh, nah, she's lying, fool, AI, you know AI.
AI.
And I was like, fool, she has an Android. They don't have AI, homie.
They probably do.
I don't know if Android has AI.
They do. What do you mean?
It's not an iPhone thing.
AI is on the laptop. Like, AI is just like an internet thing.
Yeah. You're so stupid.
I think that's bullshit.
No, it's because it's AI phone. See?
AI phone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, it's not AI. Motherfuckers are really crazy, man. We've all been crazy in our life, though.
Nah, but I've never been crazy to, like, send her a photo of, like, my...
of my like balcony and shit.
No, not that far.
That's what I'm saying. Fool. That's what
I'm
saying.
Oh, that's how he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, no.
Same.
We've all been like, you know?
Bitch, I'll kill you.
You know? Or
fucking put the rope around the neck, homie. Hershey lost it for real. But trip out on this. Name of this fruit stand.
By the way, we're reading a doc that Jose, our video guy, made. So, wait, what happened?
Name this fruit stand.
Name this fruit stand. Why?
Nubbies?
Oh, I didn't notice.
What's the actual name of it?
That's how I felt right now when I squeezed the knife.
Pussy translation, bro.
Edward y las frutas.
Oh, Edward Scissorhands? Wait, what? That has nothing to do with... With this the caption.
No, I feel like this might be some AI.
Nah,
I feel like you fell for it, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is just like
an
engagement post. Yeah.
God damn it, Jose. You got fucked.
You're not allowed to do the doc, you fucker.
Go to the next one. Rate this fucking cumbia.
I don't know. It might be.
Maybe a cumbia of just Jose.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I like this one.
Oh. So yeah, it's gonna be it's a church song.
Yeah, this is
yeah.
This is cumbia. You know what this is? It's like Angelica. What is it called? Angelica music. Mm. This is the music they play at those churches that are open at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night.
And someone has
somewhere like in downtown L.A. You
what's
know where
the little
just,
thing, the tambourine thing.
It's like a tiny, tiny church.
Someone has the one that has the little symbols all over it.
Yeah. Triangle.
Yeah, they're like
a symbol.
Yeah. Like if
like if they're leasing a bodega.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? You like an office space?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a good song. Fuera, fuera, la depresión.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this. So Bad Bunny, go to the Instagram one. They're saying Bad Bunny is cursed because he went to a museum in Mexico when he was out there performing, which I saw J Balvin came out. Super incredible way to end out your tour. But he's getting backlash because he went to an ancient artifact museum in Mexico and he touched it. And if you look at this post, it said the internet says that he hasn't addressed it, but the internet says that he might be cursed in 2026 for touching the artifact.
You're not supposed to touch it?
Well, you're not supposed to shit in a museum, period. Because it's fucking ancient shit. You don't want to fucking...
Well, what about the people that moved it there?
But he touched it. Go to the TMZ link so that you can see the photo, like, I guess, bigger. Bad Bunny baby. See? That's him. And then, like, a spokesperson for the museum said that as soon as he did that, that security guards were like, hey! You can't touch it, but like he already got the picture.
Maybe he felt like.
And then he
power.
Removed that photo.
Oh, probably because people talking shit. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you could touch. I mean, I feel like if you're Latino, you could touch it. Like,
no.
I wouldn't go to like Egypt and start touching shit. Like, I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I belong.
But also, did they tell him? What if there isn't a sign that you can't touch it?
I think it's like common knowledge.
No. Why, if it's.
Go to the article and then like the people, like it says like they did a announcement or they.
Because why not have it in a glass?
Yeah.
They should have had it in a
right,
glass.
You
maybe so they... What the hell? Go down?
Hey,
what's
yo.
That?
Hey, yo.
That's so random. All right, zoom in. Well, not to up, that, but like zoom in so that we could read the...
That brings up a good point. What was it wearing?
What they said. Hold on. The museum security reacted right away during the incident and warned him to keep his mitts off the goods. The museum officially posted a reminder on socials to the public that no matter how famous you are, you got to respect the history and the rules. Don't engage in direct manipulation of an archaeological steel. Is this a stone right there? The technical term for carved stone monument. So, yeah, they're mad at him.
Yeah, my thing is, though, like, I feel like there should be a glass one. Mm-hmm. Because you know, obviously, like, the pyramid, you know, the one that, remember the white people ran up there and they were like,
and now
I think that's different.
It.
But, you know, like, I feel like the white people, remember how they ran up there? They're like, but they did it on purpose. They remember
they
got,
like, was it like,
but, like, I feel like if you're at a museum, like,
no,
I feel like if you're at a museum, they should have a glass over it because it's so easily accessible, you know?
Yeah.
And the tour guide, I'm pretty sure it's a tour guide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't fucking touch this.
Damn, reading this makes me even more sad because there's a thing that you can get on a hot air balloon and then look over all of it. And it's like a really big tourist thing, right? Like to go look over Teotihuacan mm-hmm. and like see all of like the from the bird's eye view. But it says like there's been a lot of balloon fires. And like in 2023, two people died and a child was injured when a hot air balloon caught fire and the passengers jumped near the pyramids. In 2015. No. Never mind. Just that hot air balloon.
Yeah, see, the hair air balloon shit is I don't trust that shit ever.
That shit it seems so really scary. It looks
really beautiful, though. Like, over the pyramids.
I know, but so it's so beautiful. Easily. It's such a fucking...
Yeah, you don't know. You
I feel
know.
Like it's too, like, carnival-ish. When yeah. it's like, this shit should be, like, very professional, safe, like...
Or maybe they should have everybody wear... I don't know if it's possible, but...
like parachutes?
Parachute.
Yeah, just in case. For sure. Because, like... You can't really predict the wind.
Yeah.
You know, if like the wind gusts in like a whole different way, it's like you're just like, oh, I'm just fucking floating around now. Mm-hmm. No cushion or nothing. Yeah, hot air balloon. I mean, they seem cool, but
yeah,
you know.
Okay. He's like, fuck that. But I think if Bad Bunny, I mean, if he is cursed, fool, that fool been cursed, homie. He's been, you know. If what, the third eye, kiss man. Yeah. That fool don't give a fuck about being cursed, homie. He has somebody with him that loves him. His career's been good enough. Also, I don't think, like, again, I feel like there should be a glass around something like that.
Yeah.
Or like at least, like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a huge museum guy. Like, I like, love museums as a kid. Even as a teenager, I love going to museums. The science one, I've been to the fucking, the Museum of No Tolerance for, like, the Jews and all that. And they have, like, the thing to where, like, hey, don't touch this. Or, like, there's certain shit where you could touch. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, at the Museum of No Tolerance, they would give you, like, a story of a person.
You're so cute. Intolerance, I think. No Tolerance is, like, at work, and you're on a No Tolerance plus.
Is it Museum of No Tolerance?
Or it might be Museum of Tolerance.
It might just be the Museum of Tolerance, yeah.
Tolerance, yeah.
Tolerance. I'm saying that wrong, my bad. Museum of Tolerance. Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't fucking touch the Declaration of Independence, you know what I'm saying? Like, so there's, like, a lot of, like, important shit. It's, like, behind a glass thing. Even when I went to the Tupac Museum, I couldn't touch his wraps. They were, like, all, like, in, like, a glass
encased,
thing.
Encased, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. If you want to protect it, put it in a glass case, homie.
Yeah, but, and then again, I feel like, you know, I feel like he himself is a Latino goddess, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe he was drawn to it.
Yeah, like, he touched it and then they started speaking to him. Yeah.
What if that fool just comes out with fucking bangers, no misses on here?
Well, he has a Super Bowl coming up, Super Bowl
performance.
What if?
Oh, yeah. What if that fool gets deported at the Super Bowl?
No.
He can't be deported, he's from Puerto Rico.
Hey. People could do what they want now.
He wouldn't have anywhere to go.
Fucking Trump's gonna go get that fool. Fucking kidnap Bad Bunny.
Don't do that because that's scary. That it's actually possible that could come out in your bingo card in 2026.
Hold on, real quick. How about how Trump is like telling like all the Latinos to get out, but he just brought one in?
I know, right?
He imported.
That's what imported the biggest piece of shit.
Maduro.
That's what imported the biggest piece of shit.
Who did he import?
He imported Maduro.
Maduro? Damn, that's what Maduro was in a Nike Tech, huh?
Yeah.
Nike Tech went up, fool. It's a criminal.
Do you have a Nike Tech? What's funny is remember when you guys were getting Nike Techs when we were going
to
England?
We did, but we got the black ones.
I got a blue.
I got a blue one.
Yeah, the fucking Nike Techs go up. Look, they're comfortable, their vibes, but that fool Maduro, he. Like, I wonder if he was in that fit. And you know what's crazy, fool? They got that fool's wife, too. They're like, your fucking missus is coming, too.
Yeah.
Homie.
Which I don't know if it's a good thing or bad. It could be a good thing. Mm. They're around together.
But it's also kind of scary to think that we'll go to war for that because you break, like, what is it, like national laws? Like world laws?
International laws.
International law.
Yeah, because what he said, he's like, I am a prisoner of war. Mm-hmm. This, like, when he was able to talk, he was saying that, like, I'm a president, I'm a prisoner. They have, like, not for nothing, the world leaders, they have some type of immunities that us regular people don't have.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I guess he was saying that, like.
I seen some shit, too, where I didn't, like, there's, like, actual laws to war. Like, you can't turn off the other country's lights.
They did that shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, fool, these fools are out here, man, yacked out. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a sick documentary, the Maduro one. I, you know what? I was actually talking to my homie that's Venezuelan. I was like, how do you feel? He was like, motherfucker, from L.A.? I don't know, fool. but I was like, well, how do your grandparents feel? He was like, to be honest, fool, he's like, I met him when I was young. And
his grandparents?
And like, yeah, like he was like, and they were sad about the state of like their
economy,
their country and shit like that. I remember him saying something that was around similar to that.
What I've come to learn, and not, it's not clearly coming from a place where, again, just like he's Venezuelan descent, but from out here, we're all from out here. And,
yeah, yeah.
And at least he has roots there. We're all kind of like looking at it as the not as knowledgeable. But what I've come to find out is that he, like the guy, there's a guy Chavez before him that it was
like a similar to him.
Similar started this type of thing. And then I also have seen that the woman that's taken his place, because there's a lot of talk about like regime change and oh my God, it's great. But the lady's from his camp.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like the regime didn't change. Mm-hmm. The regime is still the Maduro under the same camp. Regime.
Yeah, Maduro was Chavez's protege too.
Successor.
And so mm-hmm. the lady was working with Chavez and now works with Maduro, the one that's taken over as interim president. Mm. And so like, I guess like the way we're looking at it, like, oh, he's fallen. But has he, if the next one that's up there is like his person?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, I'll hold it down till you come back, bro.
Yeah.
And again, this is speaking from totally an outsider's look mm-hmm. on things. But I've been seeing Venezuelans talk and like, bro, you're telling us the regime change is can we stop that? Yeah. It's the same. She's in the same regime. That's his little yeah. sister. Sister.
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's like that she's going to be in power, but taking orders essentially from the U.S. because it's like,
oh,
if you guys don't comply, then we're just going to do the same shit to you. So it's kind of like, so, oh, shit.
Or so it said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of tough out there.
Damn, right? The women are getting some light right now.
She's the female leader and then...
And then the one from Mexico.
Sheinbaum.
Jesus Which, Christ.
Her getting threatened to me, I'm like, it's a trip because she just got into office.
I was, you know what?
Like,
I was,
arrest the other fools that start this shit. If you're trying to
I was talking to the homies about this shit and I was like, and we're really living in a time fool where it's like, nothing is surprising anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like Diddy's in jail. You know what I'm saying? I would have never thought... P. Diddy.
I would have thought. But Diddler. I thought he would have been in jail for the Tupac stuff.
That's what I'm saying. The mm-hmm. Diddler, but I would have never thought he would have been in jail for the... I would have never thought the fucking King New York, like, watching his bitch get fucked. You know what I'm saying? I would have never thought that in my life.
Well, I would never... Number one, the King of New York, you think is Puff Daddy.
That's no, I think it's Biggie, but, you know, we're going to give it to him just in the aspect of...
And who do you think it is?
Jay-Z.
Oh.
Who were you going to say?
Who you were mimicking today?
50 Cent.
You know what? Okay, I take that back. You're right. If Biggie was alive, it would be Biggie. But 50, you know what? I take it back. 50 is the King of New York.
I wonder if 50 still lives there. Jay-Z lives. He's probably, we talked about this. He mm-hmm. lives out
I'm here. In my hood. What's Jay? That's the case. Jadakiss. King of New York. He's still there.
Jadakiss might be the King of New York.
No, Jadakiss is still in his hood.
He got quoted by the mayor. The new mayor on New Year's Day. And then he. Yeah, and then also New Year's Day, Jadakiss was just walking outside. He's like, what other rapper you know walking around with their jewels New Year's night by themselves? Like, I was like, damn, it's hard.
Like, Jadakiss. What's the other fool's name?
Cameron?
No.
Nas?
No.
Styles P?
The one that looks kind of Hispanic, but he's, I don't know if he is.
Fat Joe?
No. Who? No.
Who looks kind of
he
Hispanic.
He was in Love and Hip Hop, like the first era. Jim Jones.
Jim Jones is not the hell. They be getting clowned on.
No, hell no. Jim,
they be cooking him.
Where is he from?
New York.
Yeah, he's from Harlem. Yeah.
He's part of the Diplomats, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hip hop.
If anything, Cam would be more like.
Mace?
No.
Top five kings of meat.
Jay-Z or 50.
Jay-Z, Nas, Carmelo Anthony.
Why don't we ask someone from New York?
A New Yorker?
My friend Rob.
Fucking Rob Mormon going to like this.
He's a Carmelo Anthony?
Carmelo Anthony might be the king of New York.
Knicks, boy. Jeremy Lin.
Knicks tape.
Jeremy Lin.
What about Jeremy Lin?
That fool, that, he just had an era.
He was the king of New York for two weeks.
Hold on, my sister's calling me. Hey, sis.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm on the podcast. You want to say hi to everybody? You're on the microphone.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, sis, I'll call you
that big?
Yeah.
I owe you in and out. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't hear, Duno.
What happened?
Vic's a piece of shit. Monica.
Damn, we gotta bring that
over
here.
Tell us what happened.
Happy okay year to you, Vic.
What happened, Monica? Tell Duno.
I was at In-N-Out waiting in the drive-thru line in Glendale, and I recognized Vic, so I put my window down and yelled, hey, Vic, and like said hi to him. And he just looked up and then, like, brush me off. Like, you know when your hand goes like, what
the fuck?
That's not what happened.
My sister, guys.
It's close to what happened, but I turned around and I waved, but I couldn't. I was far. No, I was too far to see.
It wasn't even a wave. It was just like a hand up and then like, back down.
Like a how?
Like this, yeah. Like
even if it wasn't your sister, that's mean.
Like, I know. This is just us catching him because it's my sister. So how would he treat like a regular person?
The homie, for the homie gets
I feel bad.
If I was so sad, I would have been like so mad.
No. I feel bad.
Well, you owe her in and out.
I do.
It happens to the best of us.
Okay. Sis, I'll call you
I'm sorry.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Yeah. Bruh. That's fucked up.
I feel like that's fucked up.
I know. I just wasn't like... Okay, it was far. Like, I was just like, I was walking in my car, and then I was like someone's like, hey, Vic. And I was caught off guard. Like, I don't know, I was in Glendale. Like, yeah. I don't usually get recognized in Glendale, you know, bro? You know, bro? And so I turned around, and then I seen somebody, and I was like, oh, hey, like.
You didn't do that. Don't lie.
I went like this. Like,
you did the Hitler joint.
I was just caught off guard. And yeah, I should have walked up to the car. And, you know, seeing who it was.
Bro, she has pink fucking hair. How many?
I couldn't see that far. And I could... It was a pretty far distance. Mm-hmm. She has incredible vision. I tell you that. Because...
And she called me. She's like, hey, is Vic with you? I was like, no. And then she's like, that motherfucker just blew me off. And I'm like, dog, out of all the people. My sister.
I know.
I felt so bad. I feel like that recently happened to me. I was like ordering at a restaurant. But with like 10 of us, all the homies and the homegirls. But the fool couldn't get the fucking order. I'm trying to explain to this fool, and he's fucking like, he's looking at me like a pendejo fool, like. Like, and I'm like, yeah, we want this. He's like, but with 3 shrimps or 4 shrimps? I'm like, no shrimps, I'm allergic. But it has shrimps on the picture. I know, can we get it with no shrimps? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, but you should get it. It comes with 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Pop, I'm allergic, we can't get that. And it's a fact, and he was super cool, but I was like, oh, what's up, Papa? Nice to meet you. Like, oh, and then went back to the order, that? You know? But the breast of mine was crazy.
That's so I'm crazy. Sorry.
And I was like, talk to the hand.
No. What was that one?
No.
So this did?
Like a neighbor.
No, you're a liar. She wouldn't call me for that.
You did a Nazi?
A neighbor. You ever seen your neighbor outside? You just like, you know? How do you guys wave to your neighbors? Show me.
I talk to them.
That's where I fucked up.
I live in an apartment. They're right next to me. And I hit the wall. Morning, perro.
Hold on. Who's the king
morning,
of New York?
Morning, perro. What are you locked up?
Is it your mom your neighbor?
My mom and the other Armenian lady.
Oh, really?
She's cool. She's a fucking sick-ass vato. Where did my mother, Shen?
Okay, I saw this and I want you guys to see it. Hispanic noises to communicate.
That was Duno, by the way. That wasn't your phone.
Sorry, I moved the mic a little closer.
Okay. I feel like this is a real thing, and I didn't realize it. This is, I'm in shock. I'm speechless. Time to go. Can't believe it.
That one I approve.
Yeah.
I want to approve as
that's
well.
That's not good. Yeah.
Oh. Why do you make it so gay, though?
I know. I mean, it's supposed to be I'm annoyed, not I just bust the nut. But. You guys feel like you make any noises like this? What?
What's your Hispanic noise?
Maybe that one?
Yeah.
Or the.
That what is that? Like you
like,
fucking
lying.
I
know you fucking lying.
The other day we're at the club, the homie was popping in the back of him. I was like, ah. I was like, man, I just got paid. And I was like, ah, I'm bullshit. I caught that food,
that's
dog.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Maybe that one. That's my
problem. That's a good one. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Mine, because my mom used to always watch novelas and she would go, and I always
that's good, like with
like, oh. Cheese, but yeah, like
with good cheese, man.
Yeah, when it's good.
Yeah,
or like when you break the window, and or like when your sibling breaks the window, and you're gonna be like, te van a romper tu madre,
pa. Like the hand movement is there.
Yeah. The hand movement says it all. Like
yeah,
like kind of like damn, the cheese is good, or la rajaste. They could be either one. Yeah, it just depends. Yeah. I like that one.
What my dad has one. It's like clean, nice, like.
Or like fly.
Like shit. Yeah. Like he does like a particular whistle. I can't do it how he does it. But it's just literally like a sound like that. Like like if I like finish washing the car or something, yeah. like it was like, and I'm like, sick. I got the approval. That means like good job, and it's clean.
Yeah. That, yeah, I think mine would be that one. Mine would be the.
There's also like, sheesh, when someone.
that's like a new noise. One.
Yeah. like when I see somebody post something and then it's like, oh, well, sheesh.
What's Vic's noise, Duno?
Oh, I can't talk about it. What? Can't talk about it. My DMs with Vic have been nuts lately. Can't talk about it. I guess he has. I guess the bunny hop could be. I don't know. No,
I think his laugh is a noise.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if he has a. Like, a, I'm. There is something that I've heard him. Actually, no. Homie lost his voice when he got with Jordan. I don't remember it.
He lost who he was.
I lost who I was?
Yeah.
Duno's is the shish.
Yeah, shish.
Chanch.
I'm like, come on, pa.
What's a Duno one, Jose? I know you have a Duno impression. Oh, my goodness.
I have one of, like, Little Weirdo. I have one of him. Like, he'll call me and be like, "You bitch," like, or like, he'll call me because we have like an old school old joke that we're saying like "groupie bitch." So he'll just randomly call me instead of saying like "what's up with you?" He'll be like, "Groupie bitch, where you at?"
Can you call him and say it?
Like, "groupie bitch."
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Like he'll just call me randomly and be like, "groupie bitch, where you at? Groupie bitch."
You're supposed to say it to him so he says it back.
Or he'll just randomly come and be like, "chop cheese, bap." He's like, he like talks in ad-libs. And then like, I be hanging out, like, you know him and his homie, because instead of calling girls like bitches and shit, they call him feet.
Feet, yeah. It's like a San Diego thing.
Hmm? Yeah, right? Patas.
So say it, like use it in a sentence.
Like they'll be like he'll be like,
I'll
be
San
like,
Diego, let us know if this is real slang.
He's like the newer generation, but I'll be like, "Where you at?" He'll be like, "I'm away to a match. It was a feat, pap." That's what he has for it. And then I had to get used to it, but my homies don't like it still.
Yeah.
Like when his homies come around my homies and they talk, they'd be like, "Why do them fools talk like that?" But I feel like they probably think that's how we
the
talk.
Same way on the other end.
Like my homie Cato from Chicago, I called him Papa, like on text, like our posse in a little bit. And he asked me, he's like, "Hey, fool, like, why are you calling me dad and shit?" Like, and I was like, "Oh, my bad, fool." But you know, he's like more like super Chicago'd out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, like I remember like he was kind of like tripping out by that. It was crazy.
What's my sound?
You don't have one. Just roll your eyes.
Don't roll my eyes at all to you.
You were like, "hush." I don't know. I don't know if you have a sound either. I don't think you have a sound.
I don't think so.
Jose.
It would
probably like a
growl. Mm. No, that one.
Like a growl?
That one. Yeah. Got you. Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
What do I use it? Say it into the mic.
Victor is in a segment here.
When do I use it?
When someone does something wrong, I feel like. Like.
That's good.
I probably got that from my mom.
Like you'll be like,
they still didn't turn on the mic.
Exactly.
That was good.
The words are real.
Yeah. It just walks away.
Yes. Clock. That's a good one.
That was tight.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we have one for Vic, do we?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes with my cousins, we'll like talk shit to each other, and if one of us gets like a good one, be like, oh.
You know what? That might be Vic's sound.
What?
Is it Rob?
It's Con. Concrete.
Hey, what's up, Claire?
You're on the pod.
What up?
Oh, my bad. Shit.
It's okay. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, what's up?
Because we're all doing each other's noises. So for Duno's noise, what did we say?
It was a shish.
Shish. And then for me, they say that I go, What does Vic do if you could impersonate Vic?
If I can impersonate Vic? Ah, dude, I don't know if he does a noise.
Damn, Vic, you have no noise.
That's what
we
do, my good. Like, I was going to do my...
Can you do Duno?
Oh, it's chat or trash.
He does it with me.
Like, how come we'll hear a sick ass cheese man be like, shash. Tell you, he does it all the time.
All right. Thank you, Con. I'll call you after.
Yeah, I don't think Vic has one.
Yeah, I don't think I do like a noise like that. I should start, though.
That's so sad.
I know. I'm going to start doing
But you do a face.
DMX. Yeah.
You do your face, though.
His face is just like, his face is the same for everything. When he's happy, when Jordan screams at him, when Jordan pulls him. You know what? I think you're right. It could be his laugh.
Maybe it's just the face.
His go-to is his laugh.
True.
At any awkward situation?
Yeah.
Or Vic's the only guy I know that says, oh my God, a lot.
I think it's a millennial thing.
I don't say
it. He does, right? Right, Jose? Oh my God.
God, yeah.
Yeah. God.
Wait, oh, yeah, you don't God. Say that?
I don't say, oh my God.
What's wrong with a guy saying, oh my God?
A lot.
My Is it God. Appropriate?
Like, no, but Vic will be like, man. Like a crazy video pop out. Like,
we're like, oh my God, that's crazy.
And no, he'll be like, God, oh my God. Like,
yeah, actually, yeah.
Like, he does, geez. Right? Oh my God.
He says that?
Or yeah. I'll say, Jesus.
Like, no, but he says, oh my God.
And guys don't usually say, oh my God.
I'm unique.
And gay. like if Vic were to text me OMG, that'll be crazy.
I feel like sometimes I type it and then I delete it.
Damn.
Because I put like OMG for real. But in my mind I say it OMG.
Mm-hmm.
But like that. Like,
but even
gay.
You saying,
you know,
OMG,
what I'm saying? But it's like,
but you know what? Hold on. You know what's crazy, fool? That and this happened to everybody, but we've all said some shit that came out like gay, or you said it wrong and it's been stuck with you forever. Like in high school, I was doing like a presentation and all my homies were there fucking pieces of shit my senior year, and I have a lisp, so instead of 13 I said 13. And to this day,
what'd you say?
Church. Instead of 13, uh-huh. I said 13. Like I said it fast. And to this day they'd be like oh, 13.
Or they'll be, so they don't
or they'll be like oh, the we're already let them, they'll be like, oh yeah. Oh, they were like, oh yeah, Duno wants a soda. Duno wants a soda. Like, because of my list. So they've like, that stuck with you. Like, that's like funny. Forever. Like, I've never let go of when, like, they'll be like, one time, I don't know what I was doing. I was like, and they were like, oh yeah, you're number 13? 13? Like, they have not let it go ever since.
So
and then the homie Junior, the homie Junior. One time we're playing Fortnite and he was dying and he was like, oh my God. And to this day, dog, they have never let him, like, if something happens to him, they'll be like, Junior, oh my God.
That's like what Car Anthony Towns?
Yes. Oh, no, like, oh yeah. Like,
after all that?
It's like when Meek Mill was like, get up. like you can never hear him say the same.
Oh man.
It's kind of like with Jorge, like, after he said, like, that's my bitch, I could never hear him not, you know, like, it'll stick to you.
It'll stick to him.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's funny.
You're funny.
The is funny.
Hey, how does it feel not touring anymore? Well, like, the year of touring is done. It was your first, like, full year of touring last year?
Oh, yeah, I'm tired. Fool, I want to be home. I can't wait till this movie's out, the live show, and I just want to kick my feet up and get massages every day. Because
you've been doing a bunch of stuff. You've been doing, like, the press tour. You've been doing, like, voiceover reading of the movie. Like
5 podcasts, fucking vlogs, fucking... I'm tired of people. I'm tired of, like, Jakarta's face gets me mad time I see him.
I saw the video you guys were talking about, how he went in on Andres.
Oh yeah,
and people don't know that they're cool, huh?
No.
Oh no! Like when tell them, they're like, shut the fuck up.
It's just titled as like podcaster goes off on
cameraman.
Yeah, they don't know they're really close boys.
Yeah,
because that's not really typical. Too often, it's usually like the people in front of the camera know each other very well. Behind the camera, somewhat, or it's usually like a production crew. They don't know that you guys are all homies. And all kicking together all the time. So especially like. Jakarta's very serious too when he goes.
Yeah, he
that
like gets
direction.
Into character. Yeah. Like right now when
that's
he
not
called
a character.
You.
No, he's fucking a. He
not
has,
right now when he called you, but that's joking.
Yeah, like we're talking to each other like stupid bitch and shit, but people think that's crazy too. But, like my mom watches that podcast, she don't like it.
She was like, oh, she's seen it.
Well, she's like, why do you guys call each other like friends shouldn't talk to each other like that? But it's like, that was a stupid bitch.
Se hablan bien feo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel.
That was a creepy bitch. Like, I think Jakarta's dad told him, like, hey, I know you're making jokes, but maybe relax on the Muslim jokes.
You guys are getting in trouble,
relax. By your parents.
That's how you know it's a hit, man.
Intervention.
That was like.
It traveled to the synagogues and shit.
Yeah. Is this your son?
Yeah. Fuck.
Nah, especially with that fool, you know, that's like the leader of like the Indonesian mosque and shit.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
That fool's dad be talking to like fucking all the Muslims, homie.
Damn.
That fool's dad got the keys to the church. Big dog, if you guys want to go kickback.
To the mosque? I would like to go.
I told Jakarta we could have a kickback in the mosque parking lot. He walked away. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. I tried to feed that fool pepperoni the other day. He wasn't going for it. No, I just like I fuck with the Muslim community. Like, that's, you know, it's my boys right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a gang of homies, like Mo, Jakarta, his family, my other homie, Muhammad. But, like, dog, like, if I come to your potluck and I feel like I want some carnitas, at least let me just don't, you don't have to eat them, just let me have them for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they just, you know, them fools don't even want that shit around them.
Yeah.
And Jakarta draws a line there, which gets me mad. Like, he'll do a bolsita, but no pepperoni. Right? That's stupid.
What are
right?
we talking about here? Pizza or drugs?
The Muslims.
Don't.
Well, don't check. We have a pass, homie. We have the leader of the mosque. He's with us.
Hey, I'm gonna run the marathon.
Like officially?
Yeah.
In 2 months?
Three.
No, in March. It's in like March. Early March.
Yeah.
You have 2 months. It's like the first week of March.
January, February. Fuck.
Right?
I felt like it's the sign. You know how when I told the crew when they hit us up like, hey, my girl's getting fat. How do I get her to lose weight? And then people were like, you got to work out with her. You got to blah, blah, blah. Because he's like, hey, you should do the marathon. And I was like, I can't do it in that time. Yeah, you know, you used to run a lot. And I just felt very like, damn.
Oh, you thought he was doing it? Like, you thought
shaming you?
Yeah.
No, dude.
No.
But why are you gonna? You're going straight. You know what though? I've seen a TikTok of some fool that just like one day to another he was like, I'm down to do it, and he did it.
And he did it. And all of his homies give me inspiration because Sam just wakes up and does it, and not just Sam, but like the whole crew there does it. Like they wake up and then they don't work out. Like not they probably do work out. Sorry, Marathon John. But they like don't train for it. But they pull up and they do the marathon. So I'm like, if they could do it, I could do it.
You have 61 days.
61 days.
Fool, that's fucking nuts,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it.
What's the prepping for it?
Running. Running, strength training. A lot of times people think it's just running, but you could get injured by that. So you have to do strength training to help your joints, ligaments, all of that. Your knees, your feet.
Fool, you're nuts.
And then I got the Vomeros, which are really good for daily training. So I'm like, I just might as well just fucking go do it.
Fool, that's wild. Mm-hmm. You're going straight forward, like not even like
I'm
a 10K.
I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy.
Not even like half a marathon.
Granted, he told us this last year and everyone said they were doing it. I feel like everyone in Brown Bag Universe agreed and no one
else. Hell no, I never agreed to it. I know I wouldn't do it.
Only Humberto's doing it, but that's because he's part of the run club.
Oh yeah. No, I definitely changed my mind. I'm not doing it. 100%.
I think Andres is doing it.
He is?
Andres and Marty. And the only reason Marty's doing it are my managers because Khan made fun of him that he couldn't do it because he's old.
Marty's doing it?
So Marty's doing it. And Andres did it before with a broken hand.
Oh, wow.
Andres was a runner growing, like, in high school.
I love running. And that's why I said, like, I really like running. I don't want to run a marathon because I don't want to hate running. I love running.
Oh, I get what you mean.
It's therapeutic for me.
But also for you, if anything, it might encourage you just to go full throttle with the running. Because completing a marathon is like something that nobody could ever take from you.
True.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
call me what you want. I fucking did the marathon. How about you, bitch?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And it's like.
Grip it, bitch.
And grip it, bitch. Nah, but yeah, that's gonna be sick. That's gonna be dope. Where did it start? Dodger Stadium?
Yes, Dodger Stadium. It used to go all the way to Santa Monica, the beach, and people would run into the water after, but they made it just loop around. What's the area like? This, what is it, that promenade area, whatever?
By the La Brea Tar Pits?
The Santa Monica
area. Oh, the promenade.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on 3rd Street.
Yeah, because I know that I would go.
Fool, that's crazy.
Yeah, bruh. We should make a brown bag logo, like a brown bag tee that I can run in.
Ooh, that'd be dope.
Fool, you're running the marathon is crazy.
If you're running the marathon and you're watching this or listening to this, please hit me up and like just shout out to you for
fool, it's crazy because you if you go through and let me see some in real quick. That's crazy.
They said like on Hill Street and all that shit is where it gets crazy because of all of the fucking uphills.
Fool, what the fuck? You're
going down. Hella people get injured, huh? Yeah. They'll be having like.
Oh yeah, because you go down the hill and then you go back up the hill.
Yeah.
Fool.
Yeah, I'm not looking at this with heart love in my heart. I'm looking at this with pure.
So look right there, you're going down Sunset, fool. So that's all downhill. Boom, boom, boom. But then once you hit that little three mark, we'll go in. Zoom in right there real quick.
Is that in downtown?
Once by you Dodger hit that Stadium? Look, I'll tell you where. To your right. Sorry, Jose.
Like towards the beginning, yeah.
Right there. Zoom in right there.
Just follow the track so that you can see. Follow the track with your little mouse. The other way, bro. The other way. Arriba.
Right there.
Start at one.
So one. Okay, so that's downhill. Boom. Yeah. Keep going. Downhill.
All the way up Sunset.
Downhill and
Temple.
Then,
Temple, all of that is.
And then that's all fucking hills. Fools
oh,
up.
Yeah.
It's all a putiza.
All the way up to Los Feliz, then you're on Hollywood Boulevard.
No, you're going down all which that's gonna. I think that'll be simple for you, fool. Because right there, you go through like Beverly Hills, like it's all downhill. You're going downhill, but
my knee just twitched.
La putiza, yeah, it's a putiza, fool.
I want to cry. I don't want to do it.
But you already signed up and everything.
Yes, he sent me the link. I got the link. If anyone wants
to. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fool, that's nuts, fool.
Hey, Duna, you down to take the big blue bus? And
Sandy, you want to do
there?
It?
we'll meet you over there.
Yeah, we're going to take the big blue bus.
We'll kick it over there.
And then we'll...
Down, fool.
Hey! They say there's a lot of people cheering on the way. Like, people cheer for you if they see you running. Like, we did a 5K for my sister's birthday in July at the beach. And people would just watch us and just clap a lot while they just see people with running and like a little number and they just clap for you like.
That's gonna be a sick ass accomplishment because it's the one you could put in the books.
Yeah, if I do it, like if I accomplish it.
Nah, yo, because
you can do it.
There's no time limit, fool. You don't have nobody's judging you for how long.
Yeah,
if you finish it already, you're winning.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, that's a good perspective.
Like
that's
I think because obviously you're not going there like okay. 4 hours. Like you know, you're not the lady from the mountains from Mexico. You know, she did it in three
Shout
hours
and
then oh, yeah.
in the, you know what I'm saying? Man. Like mm-hmm. or remember your homegirl? We know her too, but yes, remember she ran from like Vegas to like Santa Monica or like yes, Santa Monica to Vegas?
They relay run.
Fool yeah. like ran. The yeah. most like who the fuck thinks of that? But you know what? The other day, fool, I did a map of like when I walked it tagging one time from where I was at to that.
It was far?
And I was like, damn, that shit was like.
That was a mission.
It was like 15, 20 miles.
Sometimes when really? I'm walking the mall, I'm like, this is exercise. It's a long ass mall. And I'm walking back and forth.
It was like 15, 20 miles. And I remember telling myself like, okay, what if I walked the marathon?
You can.
But fool, then that would mean... I will be done till sunset, fool. You like literally
it's
sunset.
Fine. It starts like 6 a.m., 5, 6 a.m.
It'll probably take me like 10 hours.
I think it cuts off at 8.
8 what? 8 p.m.?
No, 8 hours.
You know, who the fuck are you?
No, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. No, I know someone that finished at like 3-ish and there was still people finishing after.
Oh.
That's okay. 8 after 8 hours. Or maybe you could go, I don't know.
I could probably do it in 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're doing the marathon, just shout out.
What if I get the? What if I get like
time limit of 6 hours and 30 minutes? See, that's.
I mean, you need to finish within that window after the main start around 7 to stay on the closed course and finish under the official structure. Those slower finishers can continue on sidewalks as pedestrians.
Mm. Like, they stop closing down the street. Like, they're like, all right, wrap this shit up. You could still get there if you want, but we're already wrapping up.
But no one's going to, like, woo.
Nobody's going to tell you, stop.
No one's giving you medals.
Oh, that too, yeah. Everybody gets a medal that does it or what?
That finishes it.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Damn, so you're scared.
I am, bro. Not looking forward to it.
Have you already tried to train? No, I should.
I always plan for training. Like, I plan to run before the pod.
That's what I'm saying.
But I was fucking tired before the pod.
Yeah.
No, I take a nap.
Right now, like, my splinters hurt, and I worked out today. I imagine how your splinters are going to feel, buddy.
Your shins.
Yeah.
Shin splints.
I could feel mine right here. Like,
are you down to do something? Like, do like, it?
No.
Okay, we said that we're going to do a triathlon.
I could do the swimming all day.
I'll do the bike.
All day. But remember when we looked it up, you have to do all three?
No. Sandy, can you look up for a relay triathlon so we can sign up? I could totally bike because it up. If we're doing that, if we're being fit in 2026, which by the way, I saw you lost 14 pounds. Big up to you, bro.
Thank you.
Me and Vic are fat.
Yeah. 29% body fat.
Yeah, I'm
really fat. You checked again?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jesus the trainer came to power and he checked us and it's really bad. Yeah. What? She's being happy. Look at you over there.
Oh, I can feel the shin splints right now. Yeah. Imagine how yours are going to feel.
Okay.
You'll be fine, though, fool. You're a natural runner. You're going to be okay. It'll be different, fool, if, like, you were never fit
like
before.
I never did nothing. Yeah, but, though, like, think about it. I was fit fucking 10 years ago.
What I'm saying is, fool, that you have experience of, like, being able to do shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never ran far in my life.
Fool, out of...
ever. You're so stupid.
I never have. I never liked running, and I never felt the need or anything like that.
To go running?
No.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I feel like just running, like, hey, I need a break, I'm going to go run.
This,
like,
see, that's different. Like that. So I get what you mean. Like, no. It's, like, totally different.
Yeah. I like walking, though.
Yeah, that's walking a good one. Walking's sick.
I don't know, dog. Well, you guys.
If you're running the marathon, I'll see you there.
Oh, dude, that's going to be nuts.
Yeah. I do like that you're telling me the people that are running. I bet you Josh is going to be running the marathon.
For sure.
Yeah.
What are they called? Surf Street?
Surf Street Run Club.
Yeah.
Shout out Josh, man. He's killing it with them.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about
street
anything?
Street Surf? Live at Brown Bag at Un Año con Brown. Un Año Nuevo con Brown Bag.
How are we going to dress?
Vibes. Fly.
Dapper. Very fly, dapper.
Mm-hmm. Put a little bow tie on.
Brown excellence, baby boys and baby girls.
You feel me?
Look like young Sheldon.
Yeah.
You know? Girls, wear the fit that you were supposed to wear out on New Year's Eve. You're or nice. You wanted to take a fucking photo, but you couldn't because the lighting sucked at your house. Or, like, no one knew how to take a fucking photo for
or
you.
Or wear the fucking fit you were going to wear a prom, but you got pregnant.
If you still have it.
You still have it.
All right?
Homies, we love y'all.
Wear what you're going to wear to your next job interview. Where to the show?
Or to the next fucking funeral or shit.
Buy tickets.